The String of Pearls, the original 1846 Penny Dreadful, featuring Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. Chapter 1. The Strange Customer at Sweeney Todd's. Before Fleet Street had reached its present importance, and when George III was young, and the two figures who used to strike the chimes at Old St. Dunstan's Church were in all their glory, being a great impediment to errand boys on their progress, and a matter of gaping curiosity to country people, there stood, close to the sacred edifice, a small barber's shop, which was kept by a man of the name of Sweeney Todd. How it was that he came by the name of Sweeney, as a Christian appellation, we are at a loss to conceive, but such was his name, as might be seen in extremely corpulent yellow letters over his shop window by anyone who chose there to look for it. Barbers by that time in Fleet Street had not become fashionable, and no more dreamt of calling themselves artists than of taking the Tower by storm. Moreover, they were not, as they are now, constantly slaughtering fine fat bears, and yet somehow people had hair on their heads, just the same as they have at present, without the aid of that unctuous auxiliary. Moreover, Sweeney Todd, in common with his brethren in those really primitive sorts of times, did not think it at all necessary to have any waxen effigies of humanity in his window. There was no languishing young lady looking over the left shoulder in order that a profusion of auburn tresses might repose upon her lily neck, and great conquerors and great statesmen were not then, as they are now, held up to public ridicule with dabs of rouge upon their cheeks, a quantity of gunpowder scattered in for a beard, and some bristles sticking on end for eyebrows. No, Sweeney Todd was a barber of the old school, and he never thought of glorifying himself on account of any extraneous circumstance. If he had lived in Henry VIII's palace, it would have been all the same to him as Henry VIII's dog kennel, and he would scarcely have believed human nature to be so green as to pay an extra sixpence to be shaven and shorn in any particular locality. A long pole painted white, with a red stripe curling spirally round it, projected into the street from his doorway, and on one of the panes of glass in his window was presented the following couplet. Easy shaving for a penny, as good as you will find any. We do not put these lines forth as a specimen of the poetry of the age. They may have been the production of some young Templar, but if they were a little wanting in poetic fire, that was amply made up by the clear and precise manner in which they set forth what they intended.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?